Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little,
followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy
live in LA.
Afternoon to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello from sunny LA.
Oh, I'm so jealous, Tommy Little.
Oh, we're so LA already, Buzz. We've been on the ground about 12 hours. I've already got Botox.
I mean, we're doing this broadcast in our bikinis by the pool.
I know.
A pina colada in hand.
I shouldn't be wearing a bikini top, but I am.
It looks good on you, though.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah, I like it.
Great.
Hey. Highlights your figure.
How was your flight over here? Did you watch any good movies?
Oh, do you know, I thought of you on the flight over here because we didn't travel together.
Yeah.
Because I watched Big Little Lies, which I haven't seen. Everyone's been talking about
this series.
It was so good. There's so much to talk about. But I cried the whole freaking way through. And I was like, this is what Tommy said. You cry at every movie you watch on a plane.
Yeah, it's something about the lack of oxygen
or
something.
And Nicole Kidman's in it. Well, she's saucy. The whole thing's great. Reese Witherspoon.
She's saucy.
Do you know, I could have gone home after that trip and have had a great trip just because I got to watch the full series of a show all in one sitting.
That's your holiday.
That was a highlight for me. I never get that.
You got no kids, phone's off.
I had a wine. Oh. That was so good.
Heaven. Hey, it's nice to see you're in one piece.
I know, we've got a big show ahead, but, you know, you're lucky that I'm here. First hour on the ground, Buzz, I nearly died.
You're kidding.
No, I nearly died, and I'm going to tell you how. Like, literally, I nearly died.
All right, we'll find out what happened to Carrie Bickmore next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I have never appreciated you guys more.
Really?
Like, I'm just feeling
I've always felt underappreciated, to be honest.
I'm feeling so happy and lucky to be here.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Because I almost died in LA.
Oh, my God.
So we left.
Oh, my God. That would be the worst. Don't you reckon dying would just be, like, the worst? What happened?
So we landed, right? And there was like, a car to pick us up, right? And I was travelling with Emma Shian.
Did you just forget the word for car? Wow, this is going
well. Do you know what?
Well,
and there's a man to pick us up, right? He had a sign.
Man to pick us up.
It said, Em Rusciano. Because I was travelling with Em Rusciano, right? I don't know why I didn't get my sign, but I didn't get a sign.
Oh, gosh, this is where it starts. Bickmore doesn't get her name on the sign and then it all goes downhill.
Anyway, so it started with this.
It started with you being furious because your name wasn't on the sign.
This man trying to carry our luggage.
Man, I love how you're trying to sound more just every day. Oh, you know what? I rode a bike from the airport. It's okay, mate. You got a driver.
The man was trying to take our luggage across the crosswalk, right? And it kept falling off the thing, right? I'm just remembering now. And after the fifth time of it falling off, I said, I don't think it's going to stay off. He goes, nah, I got it. And
I was like,
no, you don't.
No, you don't, mate. It's five times.
Anyway, that was at the point where I was like, this guy's a bit odd. Like, why doesn't he just let me carry it? It's not staying on the thing. Anyway, we got in the car.
Why doesn't he let me carry my bag of precious vases that I really regret dropping five times?
So we get in the car and LA's crazy, hectic traffic,
yes.
Right? So we get on a freeway.
Huge freeway.
And we're like, eyes open. Oh, my gosh, you know, Em's never been here, so she's asked me all about it. You know, I've been here like five times. So
you showed me a bit more. Did you ever get your name written on the sign?
Anyway. You're driving along. And then I noticed
you've gone
when we got off
wanting
the freeway.
To appear just everyday girl to suddenly, I've been to LA five times, guys.
So we got off the freeway. It was fine when we were on the freeway. And then we're driving along. And because it's heavy traffic, you don't go very far. So it's just stop, start, stop, start. It's like in Melbourne and Sydney.
It's like traffic
heavy
everywhere.
Traffic's not a hard thing to get your head around. Anyway, I noticed that the car, we were chatting away. And I noticed that the cars kept getting a long way ahead of us. You know when cars like take off.
Oh, he was a bit slow on the gas.
Is he on his phone? What's going on? And I couldn't see him very well. And after about 10 minutes of this happening, I noticed that we'd get to the lights and then when the lights would change, his head would be almost down near his crotch, like he was bent right over. And I was like, what's he doing?
Falling asleep? What's he
He was falling asleep, right? Like not just like, you know, kind of resting his eyes, like genuinely nodding off to the point where your body falls forward, right? And I said to him, he's falling asleep. I was like, we're going to die. We're going to have a car accident. There's cars like coming everywhere and, you know, I'm all stressed because we're on the wrong side of the road. I mean, that's not a stress for him because he drives here, but it was a stress for me.
He was on the correct side of the road.
He was on the correct side of the road. And then it happened for about 20 minutes and then I said to him, mate.
20 minutes?
Yeah. Well, it's a long drive.
Yeah, but I can't believe you notice him falling asleep and you go, I'll give him 19 more minutes.
Well, I didn't know how to deal with it because I was scared to say something because I thought he might get grumpy, right? And, you know, I don't want a grumpy driver. So then I said, mate.
Yeah, I'd rather an asleep driver, you're right.
I said, mate, can you not sleep while you drive us in your car? And he goes, oh, sorry. And then had it like, he's had three cans of Red Bull in his little area resting because he was obviously trying to keep himself awake. And then Em looked at me and Em goes, that was ballsy. And I'm like, what, Em Rusciano telling me that I was ballsy? I was like, what? What do you mean? You would have said that. She goes, no, I wouldn't. And I said,
she
well, if he does it again.
She was sitting there with a full fur coat looking at you going, geez, you're not subtle.
And then I said, if he does it again, we're getting out. She goes, we're not getting out. We're in LA. We'll get mugged. I'm like, we're not going to get mugged. I don't want to die. I'd rather get mugged than die. If I had to pick one or the other, I'd get mugged, right?
Yeah.
So I said to him again.
It's a
and
weird
then
choice
I decided,
to have to make.
So
yes.
Then I decided that I'd talk to him.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, have you had a long night? And he goes, not really. And I was like, oh. I was trying to work out why he was tired then. Anyway, I've realised I don't really have a point to this story.
I'll tell you what, I know why the driver might have nodded off. Were you telling him one of these ripping yarns? Because you've nearly put me down here. Bloody hell,
well,
you're lucky I'm not driving
never
at
really,
the moment.
We never really died.
Mate,
I
if I was driving you at the moment, I'd crash just to end this story.
It's the first time I've ever been thankful for peak hour traffic because we couldn't go very fast and we kept stopping and starting so much.
Oh, Buzz. The only She's bad gone back thing, to explaining traffic. Can you play a song?
The only bad thing was I started imagining how I'd pull on the handbrake.
I'd pull the handbrake on this story.
Anyway, I made it here and it was fine, but it was a bit risky being at the
At the time you almost died.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Coming to you live from LA for Pink in the World Famous Rooftop. That is happening this Thursday.
Given I'm such a tech head, it'll surprise you that there are so many things on my phone that I don't understand, right? So many apps and things it can do that I don't realise.
Yeah.
I was in bed with Ollie the other day and he was talking into the phone. He goes, watch this, Mum. And I said, what? And he said, when I sing into the phone, what does the fox say? It makes these really funny things. I was like, what? What are you talking about, right? Anyway, he got himself in absolute hysterics and then I came over and listened to it. And it is the funniest thing I've ever heard my phone do, right? Because he set Siri up so it's his voice, not mine, right? You know when you set Siri up? Have you set Siri up?
I've only just done this.
So you've got to set Siri up and it gets to know your voice. Right. But so Siri on my phone is Ollie.
Right, so Ollie's other people voice. Can't activate it then?
No, like I couldn't get your phone and go, hey, I'd have to go, hey Siri, and try and be Tommy.
That wasn't bad though.
I don't think it would even work because it really needs to be quite specific. Anyway, my Siri thinks that I am a 10-year-old boy.
Yes.
Right? And my 10-year-old boy, this is what he was yelling into the phone and this is what Siri was coming up with.
What does the fox say?
Frack-a-cock-a-cock-a-cock-a-co.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Did we just put a word to air?
No, frank-a-cock-a-cock-a-co.
Oh.
Frank-a-cock-a-cock-a-co.
Is this the song?
What song?
The What Does the Fox Say song. You remember that song, don't you? Oh, yeah, Buzz. You know
okay,
this?
I've never heard that. And that makes sense why he's singing into the phone, What Does the Fox Say? I thought, why is that the phrase he's using?
Yeah, yeah. So
but
this song.
Did he know that song?
Yeah, this song was massive.
When?
So, like, maybe 6 months ago, I reckon. Maybe? Oh, 2 years.
A lot longer than that,
two years.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Well, I didn't know that bit about it. I just thought that was the phrase he was choosing to. Anyway, so then he said it again.
What does the fox say?
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-chow.
And then he said it again.
What does the fox say?
Ring-ding-ding-ding-ginger-inger-ding.
This went on for like 20 minutes. We pissed ourselves
Is
to the point.
Is it a different one every time?
Yeah, to the, awesome. Every now and then it goes back to Frank-a-car-ca-car-ca-cow. I don't know why it's its favourite one. But it got. We were laughing so hard that he then knocked my head with the phone, right? And I started seeing stars, right? It was the best night we'd had. Anyway, I want you to try it because then after that I spent like 20 minutes with Siri and I was like, this is the best thing ever. So I set it up with my voice and I was just asking her to do random stuff.
So your productivity's gone out the window because you're just
Absolutely.
Spending your whole day on your phone going,
well, I used to be second screening on Instagram while watching stuff and now Siri and I are just chatting. It's great. So try now. So talk to Siri.
Hey Siri, what does the fox say?
Ring ding 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 ginger inger ding. Ring ding 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 ginger. What is that? Why is she saying that?
What does the fox say?
Is that not the funnest thing you've ever done in your entire life?
Buzz, while you play a song, I know what I'm going to be doing for the
Could
next
you
few
ask
minutes.
Her, ask her something funny.
Hey Siri, what are you wearing?
I can't answer that, but it doesn't come off.
You're
Siri is
Siri.
Funny and sexy.
Isn't she? But do you remember years ago when Siri became a thing? Do you remember when Siri became a thing and people used to joke about Siri?
Yeah.
How did we not catch on to the whole phenomenon of Siri?
Yeah, I know. You are witnessing the start of the downfall of two people. We're going to become hermits with no mates because we're inside chatting to Siri.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, Tiffany Hall and Cass Dunn here. We are so excited to share with you our new show called Crappy to Happy. And Cass, there are so many ways to feel crappy.
Absolutely. We're stressed, we're busy, overwhelmed, eating too much sugar, emotional eating.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
You're a personal trainer, I'm a psychologist. Together we've worked with thousands of people to help them improve their emotional, mental, physical well-being.
It's going to be so much fun. And you're going to learn a lot along the way.
And so are we.
And so are we from each other. So go to podcastone.com.au and tune in.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
All right, the outrage machine is really giving me the irrits today, more than it gives me the irrits normally, and it gives me the irrits a lot.
Yeah, I'm outraged by the outrage.
Yeah, people outraged about stuff that you don't need to be outraged about. You know, once upon a time you'd yell at the radio or you'd yell at the TV, and that's where the outrage would stay and end.
And now it exists forever and everybody gets
along.
People get so outraged, like, about weird things and they go from 0 to 100. They're like,
so quickly.
I can't believe this. I'm like, I'm not that passionate about anything in life.
No.
And then these people are like, I can't believe
it. But half the time it's things that don't even affect their life.
Fully.
And then the papers report on the outrage as if it was a thing, and it's not a thing.
Yes.
And this is what has happened with Malcolm Turnbull. I'm not sure if you've seen this pic of Malcolm holding his little grandchild. He's at the footy. And he's got a beer in one hand and he's kissing the top of her.
It's head.
The most, I don't know, is it a girl or
a... Babies, it's impossible
not,
to tell.
Not the point of the story.
It's not impossible. There is a way.
It's but, a child.
There is.
Sometimes, though, unless you can see that bit, it's very
babies
hard to tell.
Babies all look the same. Yeah.
They do.
Oh, this is a gorgeous thing.
It's like when your baby comes out and you're like, oh, no, she is cute. Like, some babies aren't cute, but she's cute. And then a year later you go, she really wasn't that cute.
Right.
Anyway, it is the cutest, sweetest, most gorgeous photo of a grandfather with his grandchild. And everyone's gone into meltdown because he's holding a beer and it's irresponsible to be holding a beer and holding a child. I think it's irresponsible to be the holder of those stupid opinions. That's what I think.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Answer me this. What if he had a cup of coffee in his hand?
What's the difference? One's an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, one's hot.
Oh, good. Can't hold anything while holding
exactly.
a baby. Is that what it is?
Is that the story? Because then all of us mums all over Australia that go for our coffees every morning holding our kids would be in this same boat.
So would this be okay if he was wearing one of those beer helmets so he had both hands free to hold the baby?
Oh, with the straws that come into your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine the Prime Minister? That would have been more a, what's the other guy that loved his beer? Hawk. That would have been more of a hawk attire. He would have loved that.
Completely.
And can you just imagine him sitting at the footy? Oh!
Big time.
Guzzle, guzzle, guzzle.
Big time. And I mean, booze is how babies got here a lot of the time. So
not all the time.
Okay.
Some are conceived through love.
Okay. Oh.
Not beer goggles. Yeah. Hey, I've got a story that you are going to love.
What
okay, so you go to music festivals, right?
Right.
You can't take alcohol with you.
No, and it's like very expensive once you're in
expensive.
There.
Very expensive. Well, these guys in New York have come up with a genius idea. They went to the Electric Zoo Festival. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Sounds cool.
Sounds fun.
Something I would never probably be at,
okay.
I think. Doesn't sound like somewhere I would be. Sounds like somewhere you would be, but not where I would be. Do you not think that?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I think you're...
What's the Electric Zoo Festival?
Yeah, a music festival.
Okay.
Your story, mate.
Yeah, but, okay, sure. Anyway, they decided, right, to go to the venue where the music festival was on 3 weeks earlier and dig underground and hide a bottle of vodka inside a water bottle underground, cover it back up, exit, and then when they went to the music festival 3 weeks later, they uncovered it, got
Brilliant.
Out their bottle, and away they went.
Brilliant.
So apparently they love burying treasure. They think they're pirates or something. They've got this fascination with that piratey world.
Oh.
And they came up with maps and they had little X marks the spot and it was this big thing and, you know, they had to get past CCTV and it was all very exciting for them.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, isn't it?
You know, I've got an invention that I think can make their life a whole lot easier. I've invented this thing and I haven't made it yet, but I want to.
Well, don't say it though.
Why?
Because someone else will invent it.
Yeah, but then it should just be out there in the world.
Okay.
It's called the beer belly. and it's a fake stomach that is a cooler bag. So it's basically like, imagine a backpack, but on backwards, but then pulled down quite low. Because when they pat you down, when you go into concert stuff, they only pat down your sides,
They don't pat your belly.
They don't pat your belly.
Why?
And because they just don't.
Oh.
They don't pat your belly, right? And so, okay. And then you just have cans in there cooling down. And so then when you get in, crack some cans out of your stomach. And if you're a woman, it's great because you could just look pregnant, right?
But also...
And then you just look like you're a pregnant woman on the turps.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe you don't need cans. Maybe it's one of those water bags.
Oh, a bladder.
A bladder thing that you take when you go camping. And instead of having it on the back, you have it on the front.
See, this is
And then what? You suck on it, like with the straw.
Okay, Buzz, I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to have to delete the audio that we've just said because this is going to make us
what
millions.
What would we call it?
The beer belly.
The beer belly. I think you said that already. Yeah. It's got a good ring to it.
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Coming to you live from LA this Thursday, Pink on the world-famous rooftop.
Oh, so exciting.
It's time to come clean. Buzz,
yes.
What did you get up to last night?
Oh,
okay. Well, you say
like
that.
Not like that.
It's not.
Oh.
I had.
He doesn't have that exciting a lot.
Absolutely not. Actually, you know what? It's actually really sad. I sat watching Netflix, had a little bit too much wine, but it was more when I woke up this morning. I had an email, a confirmation email, saying that I'd purchased something that I have no recollection of last night actually buying.
Oh, what did you buy?
I bought a new watch.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds expensive.
$300. It was on special.
Wow. What? For something you don't remember.
No.
What does it look like?
Is it a wild, is it like a really bad drunk purchase? Have you got like a Thomas the Tank Engine watch coming your way or something?
Sadly not. I'm actually looking at it going, oh yeah, Drunk Buzz made a really good decision. It's like a black Swiss Legend watch. But the fact is I actually don't have the money to be buying this. And I emailed them this morning asking if I could cancel it. And they said, sorry, it's already happened.
Oh, don't they have a clause there for drunk purchases?
They should.
I wish they did.
Like a 24-hour...
Internet shopping, a cooling off period. Or a sobering up period.
For any purchase that's made between like 10 p.m. and 4 a.m.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, because internet shopping's changed the world. Because if you walked into a shop drunk, they wouldn't serve you.
Exactly.
But of course, on the internet, nobody knows. I used to do this. First time I got a job in radio was my first time I ever made, like had a wage, right? And so
Is that when you were the Thunder Driver?
Yeah. And so
giving out icy cold cans of Coke?
Yeah, we're down here at the corner of God knows where and somewhere else. And really, we were just
at
the
mate's
house.
Do you know when I was little, Mum and I used to chase the Thunders around?
Did you?
Yeah, but in Perth.
Yeah.
We used to try and find them so we could get whatever they had, the magazines or the chips, the Sandboy chips.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we
digress.
Well, I went through a phase then of buying stuff online, but I actually wouldn't find out till I'd get a delivery guy at the door, like 3 days later, like they'd get at the door, and they were ridiculous things. A life-size cutout of Stone Cold Steve Austin, the wrestler.
That's amazing. What? Can you even get that?
Yeah.
How does that arrive at the door?
With a man who knocks on the door
but
and goes...
But does he just carry it?
Excuse me, I'm looking for a legend who clearly made a wise purchase. And he'd be like, did you buy this? And I'd be like, I assume I did.
I used to make drunk purchases of a different kind when I was breastfeeding. I was milk drunk. I'd be up in the middle of the night. And this goes back to my 10 p.m., 4 a.m. thing. I'd be up feeding in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And I'd be online to kill time. It was 45 minutes sitting there while they slurped down. And I was like, oh, buy some things. And one day, the next morning, and it came so quickly, I'd ordered 3 pairs of sports girl shoes. The same pair of shoes in 3 different sizes because my brain in the middle of night had said to me, oh, well, you might as well get all 3 and then whichever one fits, you just return the other 2.
That's
clever, though. You've got to go return. No, it's not because
you've
got time
to
go to the shop and return them. I think I just gave them to friends in the end.
So are we doing what have you bought drunk?
Yeah.
Even though we should encourage responsible shopping.
And it could be any. What about?
Do we have to do that? Is that company policy? Guys, don't get drunk, but let's secretly just celebrate a little bit.
I don't remember that now. Like, codes training.
Yeah. This is a section on drunk shop shouldn't be encouraged.
All right.
Okay, so 13 10 60.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
We've all done it. Have you? What have you bought drunk?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Looking for your calls right now on 13 10 60. What did you buy drunk?
It reminded me, I remembered of another thing I bought. And I'm using the I'm not drunk but milk drunk example.
Yep.
When I was breastfeeding, there was this new thing, I think it was called Zaffle or something, that kept popping up on my Facebook feed where you could get bikinis really cheap. And because it was winter, I was like, I'll get ahead for summer, right?
Yes.
But I didn't know what size my boobs were going to be, right?
Oh, because they're filling up and emptying.
And then, you know, by the end of it, they probably don't exist anymore, to be honest. But...
You've got boobs.
Nah, but, you know, they look very... Anyway,
I feel inappropriate. Because I was trying to do that friend thing of like boosting, like,
yeah,
no, mate, you're right. And then I realized
that I'm like, yeah. No, but the thing is, so I bought some that had extra padding, some that had no padding, but they all arrived and they were so small they barely fit over my nipple, right? They covered
which in some parts of the world that's all you need.
Okay, and the bottom
Brazil, on a beach in Brazil, you'd look amazing.
So the bottoms only covered one bum cheek, right?
Whoa,
so
a C-string.
I bought 15 pairs at $7 each, right? I was like, a bargain.
At $7
and not
each.
One of them fit properly. Not one. None of them.
Why are you buying $7 bathers?
Well, that's why not? $7 bathers, like, mate.
Actually, you're right.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm an idiot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, then I gave them to my nieces who are 10. They fit them and not me. So drunk purchases.
But Buzz, what did you buy again? Your watch.
I bought a watch. $300 watch. Can't afford the watch. But
$300.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. And you're asking me why I'm buying $7 bathers.
Yeah.
What about when you bought your slab of, what did you buy?
Oh, yeah. I just told you in the song, Grape Fanta.
Grape.
Cause
why are you buying Grape Fanta?
Because you couldn't get it in Australia.
Oh.
And I tasted it over in Asia somewhere. And so I ordered it online.
Fun. So we've got Dave on the line from the Goldie. Dave, what did you buy drunk?
How are we, guys?
Good.
I, mid-breakup, just thought it'd be a tremendously good idea to hop onto eBay and buy an engagement ring.
Mid-breakup?
Mm.
Is that what you're saying?
How does that work?
Yeah.
Why? Is that because you're, like, in the depths of despair and you thought you could win it back, or...?
I'm sure it made sense at the time, and I forgot to book AirPost, so the whole thing was a bit of a mess, to be honest.
You, Dave, it's not as depressing as I thought it was going to be. I thought you were going to say I got online and got myself a new wife.
What do you mean? It's so depressing. He's broken up and then he's stuck with an engagement ring.
Yeah, but you can flog an engagement ring.
Did you flog it?
Yeah, I re-uploaded that.
No, and also he broke up. He's probably doing nothing but flogging it now.
Okay.
Let's go to Nick. Hey, Nick, what did you buy drunk?
Oh, gosh, guys, this is just bringing back bad memories for me. I'm not sure if you guys remember. Do you remember the 2016 Commonwealth Games in Melbourne? They had a ballot for buying tickets. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was just
I think there's a ballot on right now for the next one.
With all the Olympics and stuff.
No, the 2018.
Don't tell me this. I need to steer clear of that because I got drunk and just bought a whole bunch of tickets to pretty much every single event, but not just like one ticket for each event. I, in my drunken state, I must have thought, oh, no, I'll bring a bunch of friends with me. It'll be fine. And I didn't realize that I'd done this until, like, a few days later when they confirmed, oh, congratulations, you've been successful in the ballot. We've just charged your credit card $4,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were they sell-out events? You could resell them?
Not really, no. So I was basically, it was pretty fun though. Like, I brought all my friends with me. They all got free tickets, so they got a lot out of it. But I got to experience pretty much every single event there was at the Commonwealth Games.
I mean, good on you. I really like it. We got Daniel. Daniel, what did you buy drunk? Finish us off.
On a quiet Friday night by myself with a couple of cards cold, I jumped on eBay and bought a jet ski.
Do you jet ski?
Well, I'd like to, but I live in Mount Bryan, which is nowhere near water, and I don't have any car to tow it with.
Fantastic.
Yeah, there's not too many jet skiing spots that start with Mount. Hey, how much did it cost you for a jet ski?
10 G's.
Whoa!
Oh, okay, surely there's a return policy on
that. Do you know how many pairs of Carrie's bathers that is?
Oh, I could wear my bathers while I go jet skiing with Daniel.
Yeah, okay, you're hitting on our listeners again, and we have talked about that. Daniel, I need to know, did you sell it on?
Oh, yeah, I made like $2,000 profit. It's all good.
Genius.
Oh,
genius.
Okay.
People are listening thinking that's reckless behaviour.
No.
He's $2,000 richer. What a beautiful man.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So that's us done for today, but on the way out, I just wanted to pause for a moment and pay tribute to the most wonderful woman, Connie Johnson, who passed away on Friday. It was so devastating. We jumped on the plane and I knew Connie was in her final hours, but to get off the plane and hear that news, you know, I've known Connie and Sam for a very long time,
yep.
From back in the days where they first started their Love Your Sister journey.
And I remember you went on the ride.
Yeah, I went on a ride to Perth with them and we surprised Connie. It was when Sam was going around doing his unicycle mission. What that man, if you want to talk about brother sisterly love, what that man has done for his sister. And the number of times I've spoken to them and he said, I said, where do you, you know, get the courage to do all the stuff you're doing? And he would say, I can't make her feel better. I can't make, you know, her well from a health point of view. So I just feel useless. So if I'm raising money, at least I feel like I'm doing something. And what they achieved together, and the world is just going to be such a yeah, an empty place without her. Her little boys, she's got the most divine family. And, you know, a fighter doesn't even begin to describe what Connie is. Like, I was trying to think the other day of words to describe her, and there are no words. She's just the most unique person. And I remember so clearly she's obsessed with rainbows. She loved rainbows. And I remember one day we went to do an interview with her, and a rainbow had come out, and Sam just said, that's a sign. Every time something good happens to Connie, there's a rainbow in the background. There's a rainbow. So, you know, I don't really know what to say other than it's an incredibly sad loss, and I'm thinking of Sam and all of the family and all the people that are part of the Love Your Sister community. It's enormous, and anyone that's been touched by breast cancer will have been touched by Connie. So
yeah, it's a pretty amazing legacy to leave behind as well.
Incredible.
And hopefully to do the work that then means it doesn't happen
other
to people in the future.
Other families don't have to lose someone like that. Absolutely.
Mm. Beautifully said. That's us done for today. We are back again tomorrow, though, coming to you live from LA. Have a great afternoon, Australia. We'll catch you then.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.